Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
We're talking with George Venizelos, the former assistant director in charge of the FBI's New York division, 77 WABC Early News.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
The FBI's involved in the investigation into Saturday's Buffalo mass shooting at the Tops supermarket, in which 10 people died, three others shot, allegedly at the hands of shooter 18-year-old Peyton Gendron. Is this attack being investigated as a hate crime or as a racially motivated violent extremism incident?
Right now, probably both. You know, right now, until they determine the motivation behind this. But it's, you know, on the surface, it's definitely a hate crime. And with initial investigation, it would turn into more than that.
What can you tell us about that online 180-page manifesto that the FBI uncovered, allegedly written by Gendron, touting the white supremacist belief of replacement theory?
I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on it. Can't comment too much on it. But I have full confidence that they will get to the bottom of it. Obviously, this is a disturbed individual that took matters into his own hand to do something unheard of and should never be tolerated in this society.
Gendron allegedly used a Bushmaster XM-15 rifle that was purchased from Vintage Firearms in Endicott, New York, in this attack. Was that weapon bought legally, and why was he allowed to buy a weapon after he was linked to a disturbing incident at his high school in 2021 and taken for a mental health evaluation?
I think that's one of the gaps that has to be looked at. It has to be closed up quickly. People like him should not be able to buy a weapon like that, but legally it was probably legal under current laws. I think those laws need to be evaluated and tightened up, because there's no reason for a person like that to have a gun like that, or anybody in general.
Two other weapons were found, a pistol and a shotgun, also found inside of his vehicle. Do you expect charges against anyone else who may have sold him weapons, or even his father who gave him a weapon? I believe it may have been for his birthday.
I think that's going to be evaluated, and that's going to be looked at by the federal prosecutors or the state prosecutors, whoever ends up with the case at the end. And it's going to be up to them whether there's chargeable offenses or not.
We're talking with George Venizelos, the former assistant director in charge of the FBI's New York division. Do you think more, George, needs to be done to step up policing, so to speak, on social media websites like Twitter or Facebook regarding hate speech and other things like that?
Yeah, I do. I think the freedom of speech is critical to our society. Social media right now is involved to be an avenue that people pay more attention to than any other form of media. So I think we have to make sure that the people aren't getting over the social media. And I think it has to be looked at and determined how do we enforce it better.
Gendron conducted reconnaissance. Do you think that he intended to carry out additional attacks?
It looks that way.
Do we have any credible threats here in the New York City area? I know that security has been stepped up, for example, at black churches.
Well, I could tell you right now, New York City, between the NYPD and the FBI, the counterterrorism effort in this area is second to none. And every threat is being looked at, and I have full confidence in the NYPD and FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Do you think Gendron will be found mentally fit to stand trial or eventually indicted?
Yes. Yes, I do.
What do you think the outcome will be? Will he face life in prison?
Absolutely, as he should.
Okay, thank you very much for being with the 77 WABC Early News.
Thank you.